Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
We are back at it once again, another installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series coming your way here. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for the download, for the subscriptions. We've picked up a few more over the last few weeks. So tell your friends, this is a great avenue to get business-related information as it regards the High Country, the Boone area here in Northwest North Carolina, and hopefully some helpful information to you as we move throughout the remainder of this series. So today we're going to talk a little bit about fraud, because that's a fun thing to talk about, but it's a very real conversation that we need to have right now. And we'll be joined by Watauga County Sheriff Len Hageman here in just a few moments to talk about some of the things that he and his staff and other law enforcement officials in our community have just noticed have started to creep up a little bit in terms of their frequency, and that is fraudulent calls, asking for information that usually doesn't come in the form of a phone call ask, or people that are sending you emails that are mining information from you that typically don't come from, say, a government agency, a service provider in that manner. Sometimes around the holidays, we get so busy, it's just like, I'll answer that question real quick, boom, 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 and then all of a sudden your identity has been compromised, or your bank account's been compromised, or you have let somebody have access to elements of your personal or financial life that will manifest themselves in fraudulent activity down the road. So Sheriff Hageman is going to share some things that he has heard and seen reports of here in the area, just so they're on your mind a little bit more, not something that you have to take immediate action on, but just things to be aware of. So if you hear something that sounds too good to be true, or maybe is asked of you in a certain way, you've got this on your mind and you can say, wait a second, that doesn't sound right. I'm just going to slow play this or not respond, or whatever the case may be. So good advice there. The other element of this conversation that, again, has crept up in our community and communities all over the place is porch diving is what it's called. It's following delivery trucks around and peeling packages off porches before they ever get inside the homes and businesses they were intended for. Unfortunately, that is just one of those things that we see more of at this time of year. Sheriff Hageman and his team have noted that that has occurred a little bit more regularly here in Watauga County, especially over the course of the last few weeks. So again, just some ideas on alternate drop-off sites, things that you can do, and even how the Sheriff's Department can help you with certain types of transactions, just being a safe place to meet. Again, things that we don't necessarily think about all the time, have to think about all the time, or want to think about all the time. But a good refresher at this time of year is certainly helpful to make sure that we can stay financially and personally safe at this time of year, and you don't have to spend any of your holidays dealing with trying to wrestle back your identity, trying to deal with something that has occurred that that a sinister actor has engaged in. So hopefully some good information as Sheriff Hageman joins us here in just a few moments. Do want to offer up a quick update on information regarding the new executive order. That's Executive Order 181. Goes into effect on Friday at 5 o'clock throughout the state of North Carolina. It's a modified stay-at-home order. There are all kinds of rules, caveats, carve-outs in this about how businesses and individuals can operate during this modified stay-at-home order. It does include a curfew from 10 o'clock in the evening till 5 in the morning, and all kinds of different elements that allow people to travel around still during that time for essential services. This isn't any way, shape, or form a rollback. I've heard that referred a couple of times. There are parameters to this particular modified stay-at-home order that are very different than phase one and phase two, so it's not accurate to call them the same thing. What it is accurate to do is say some of the principles remain the same, and that's limiting mass gathering, congregating activities, and doing so at a time where, unfortunately, through contact tracing, local health department officials and other agencies have found that that's where spread is coming from, those large congregate settings. So that's what this executive order is aimed to curtail. There are still some opportunities for people to do business within the window of that curfew, provided that that business is deemed essential. And when I mean that, I mean more about the essential activities, such as having a staff clean up a restaurant after it closes at 10 o'clock, or having personnel work inside a business that is not open to the public after 10 o'clock doing essential work of the business. Those things are still very much permitted, as it is getting fuel, getting groceries, getting medicine, any of those types of activities. I want to point you in the direction of our Boone Area Chamber of Commerce website. We have a great resource that we have updated constantly throughout all of this pandemic fun that we've been having. It's on our recovery and relaunch page. The first link there is the roadmap to recovery and relaunch. And when you click on that link, there are six different options that you can get into about how different resources and information sources have been broken up for your pleasure. And all of the latest information around the new executive order is under state and local legislation. When you click on that, there is a great frequently asked questions document that's available to you that walks through scenarios. That's one of the best things the state has done during all of this is present this document that kind of gives you some of the what ifs that are popular, so you don't have to think about the question. They've already thought about it and answered it for you. So things like, can I drive to work if I need to be there after 10 or before 5? And the answer is yes. And here's kind of how that works. Or, you know, can restaurants continue to offer curbside and delivery and takeout options after 10 o'clock? And the answer to that is yes as well. Wanting to make sure that people have access to food, especially a lot of our second home residents and people that are visiting up here as well, don't have access to the kitchen. They're not taking food home or food to the hotel or what have you to make. They need that to be picked up along the way. So that was one of the things that the state made sure of, is that options are still available. What they're trying to do is say, hey, you know what? If you don't need to be out, don't be out. And that is kind of harkens back to some of what we saw in the previous modified orders that we saw back in the spring. So again, like we've said before, anything that the state does right now is going to look different than it did back in the spring. Governor Cooper was pretty pointed in his conversation on Tuesday, saying that they will take further action if they need to take further action, if they don't see the numbers flatten or start to come down at all. And that could mean some business closures. But even at that, I still think that it's going to look a little bit different and behave differently than it did back in the spring and summer because of the information that's available now and because of trial and error, right? I think it's very safe to say that all of us learned a little bit of something back in the spring about how, economically we could maybe do things a little bit differently to maybe lessen some of that burden while maintaining the priority of health and safety at the same time. I think people have gotten pretty good at understanding how they need to safely operate. And hopefully that can be considered as we move forward with any future mandates or executive orders that do come out. So all of that information available. That's all we're going to say about that for now. Let's get back to the conversation with Sheriff Len Hageman here in Watauga County, a great resource of information. Anytime you've got any questions, Sheriff Hageman and his staff have just been so gracious to get questions answered in a timely manner, especially here around the holidays. If you've got anything that looks a little bit too good to be true, or maybe somebody asking a question that you're really not comfortable in answering, I think Sheriff Hageman's comments are going to help guide you in the right direction around some of those questions and would-be answers. So Sheriff Len Hageman, Watauga County Sheriff's Department, joining us here this week on Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
First of all, Sheriff, thank you for all that you and your staff have been doing, not only these last several months, but just overall in keeping our community safe and healthy and the place that we all love to live and work here. I appreciate having you today.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate being here. So we do have some issues, particularly as they've come up with relating to coronavirus scams. So it looks as though like the scammers are pulling out all the stops to capitalize on this pandemic scare. And some are using illegal robocalls, phony websites, bogus emails, and other forms of communication that offer up to take the cures and the tests and everything. And I think it's more incumbent now to see what's going to happen with the rollout of the vaccine. And we may see a little uptick there as well, not only with us, but some of the physician's offices or whatever. So it's out there, and the scammers are going to try to get that dollar out of your pocket. We have had a few reports, particularly again after the vaccine announcement was made, that had a very few reports, but like I say, it could get worse, about scammers actually knocking on doors trying to peddle coronavirus testing kits and cleaning supplies. And we do have, unfortunately, vulnerable audiences out in the in our neighborhoods and even some of the businesses where they might get scammed by thinking that they're doing the right thing, but it doesn't turn out that way.
Are there some things that you are seeing consistencies with in how those asks are being made? I know we hear a lot about, you know, don't give pertinent financial information over the phone, be guarded with that kind of thing. Are there things that you are seeing in some of these scam attempts that are consistent with what people are asking for, maybe how they are trying to disguise themselves to get access to information or to an audience, as you suggested with the door-to-door aspect of this?
Yes, as of course, the old standby is using the Social Security beneficiaries to receive calls. And I think that some of these same players are going to be claiming once again to be from the Treasury Department or Social Security Administration or even the IRS, just to try to coax recipients of those Social Security, et cetera, to convince them just to, hey, give me some information because of you're on the list maybe for the antivirus or vaccine or whatever. And they try to certainly get your Social Security number, your bank account numbers, any government benefit, debit, credit card account numbers. So it runs the whole gambit. Let me back up just a little bit to remind folks, just don't respond to any texts from what looks like official sites or emails or calls about checks from the government, you know, the CARES money, whatever. And again, understand fully that the Internal Revenue Service does not contact you by telephone, email, text message, or social media. They do that by mail. In terms of the snail mail. And again, you know, we're already seeing a little bit of activity offerings for vaccines. All you need to do is send us this money and, you know, we'll make sure that you get bumped to the front of the line of the vaccine. And also, again, just some ads for test kits. The local health department has done very, very well partnering with local entities where if you truly need a COVID test, it's available to you. There's just been, you know, you've discussed that on many times, the opportunities that are out there. Again, seeing just a little bit of rumblings, warning, this is a kind of a new twist, folks saying that they're from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, or the World Health Organization. And again, just trying to get into people's pocketbooks. Some have even said, well, you know, use cash or let me go get a gift card for us or simply just wiring the money. And so in with all that, if they do have issues, certainly we want to know about it. But the best thing for folks to do is to call the North Carolina Department of Justice of Consumer Affairs Protection Division. And that number is, again, this is for North Carolina. It's 1-877-5-NO-SCAM. That's 1-877-5-NO-SCAM, NOSCAM. So there we go.
Handy phone number for sure. Sheriff Lynn Hageman joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business, talking about some of the holiday related scams, coronavirus related scams, some of that activity that unfortunately we see creep in to not only our community, but communities across the country at this point in time. So just thought it would be a good time for a refresher to make sure that you are aware of ways that people might be trying to gain access to your accounts and to your information in a less than genuine way. With the holidays coming up, obviously that means a lot more people are participating in e-commerce, in sharing information, you know, to try to complete purchases, what have you. What are you and your team seeing at this point in time? You know, some of those, I guess, usual threats that are out there around the holidays and trying to take advantage of people's vulnerabilities and trying to get the quick deal at a time like this.
Right. And I think it's important to know, too, because of COVID, a lot more folks are shopping online. As a matter of fact, I've found myself ordering a few items, but they just need to be aware that shopping online exposes us to vital information that people are trying to get out of us. So you just have to be careful. I actually had my email hacked several weeks ago, and it is no fun in trying to get the matter straightened out. Fortunately, it wasn't too bad to fix it. And there are some local specialists, businesses that can really help you out with that. Some through carriers and on your cell phone. And there's other businesses that can really help you out. I used one locally. They really knew what they were doing. And so those businesses, kudos to them. And they were just great in working with it and trying to get me steered back in the right direction.
And we're always happy to make those referrals to you as well. If any of you out there need that service, call us at the chamber office and we'll be happy to point you in the right direction on that for sure.
Right. And then the usual too, you know, make sure that your Wi-Fi is protected. Use a strong password, change them often. Now, I'm guilty of that sometimes because I think, I know my one password and I like to use it for everything, but you have to be very, very careful. And of course, the old adage is, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Well, and I would add into that, again, off personal experience, and it doesn't always happen the same way, but be very careful about emails that come asking, looking like they are on behalf of your provider, asking you to execute a password reset. That is another one that has been circulating through the community quite a bit here lately. Looks pretty legitimate. It's got a logo on it. You can always look at the address on that email and see that it looks very different from what you might normally see from a provider, and that can be a tip-off. But anything like that will come at you in a little bit more traditional way. So if you see an email come and say, hey, you need to reset your password today, that could very easily be somebody trying to gain access to your password, and then they can gain access to your email. And all kinds of fun stuff can go from there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when the transaction is completed and you've got all those boxes sitting on your porch, how to make sure that those boxes actually make it into your house, and some best practices from Sheriff Len Hageman in that regard. When we continue here this morning with Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
People are what make the High Country special. The legacies of local families, the additions brought by new residents, the way we take care of one another. It's what makes this the best place to live and work in the state. To keep our community safe through the holidays, it's important to remain vigilant. Show your love for your fellow neighbors by wearing your mask, waiting 6 feet, and washing your hands. App Healthcare and the Chambers of Commerce in Ashe, Allegheny, and Watauga counties thank you for showing your love this holiday season.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, speaking today with Watauga County Sheriff Len Hageman about some tips and suggestions about good holiday-related protections and COVID-19-related protections when it comes to your financial security and your personal safety as we're dealing with shopping online and maybe meeting people for deliveries in places and all of those things we tend to try to do in a hurry at this time of year. Sheriff, we were talking some about internet transactions, a lot of people doing those, whether that's buying from local businesses and having things shipped or getting things from outside of the market and bringing them in. That means they have to be delivered somewhere. And unfortunately, I'm sure this is a very popular time for people to go driving around looking for porches loaded with boxes and that never seems to be a good scenario for the consumer, especially.
Exactly. In the shift reports that we receive from other agencies and ourselves included, we have noticed that there's been what we're calling porch pirates. Those folks that are looking for packages on front steps or in a mailbox or something along those lines. They're just going up and helping themselves, unfortunately. And it's really discerning for having people do that. Other places, I've been told that some of these folks are actually following some of the delivery trucks around. And then within 5 minutes, you know, after the package is delivered, they go help themselves. So, you know, it's good that and we can't always do this, but if you have something coming, then, you know, try to be at home. Or if you can't do that, maybe have a trusted neighbor or a family member who can retrieve the package upon delivery. I know some of the larger places you can order online safely and then have whatever item you got through that vendor shipped directly to their location. Then you can go in and retrieve your packages. Some folks may want to, as a thought, check with their employer and see if it's okay to send packages to their work address. I know we've done that here with some of our folks, and or send it to a trusted place where someone is there to retrieve the package at the time of delivery. Another thing, and I've actually used this, is when you're ordering things online, a lot of folks will offer, particularly the better delivery services like we experience, the UPS, U.S. Postal Service, Amazon, a lot of those have offers that windows that you can use to track your package. It starts it, and it's amazing. You can literally see it from their warehouse to your front door or wherever it's going to be delivered. And you know, a lot of that, it's just a free service, and it's great.
Right. And the lag times on that have improved dramatically. It used to be that database was only updated maybe once a day, and now it's down to within minutes of a package being dropped off at your house. That finished off scan, if you will, shows up in a tracking email or what have you, and you can find out almost to the minute that you've got a package sitting on your front doorstep.
Exactly. And we'd like to offer something again. You know, we need to keep a check on it, and we're certainly not responsible for what happens. But we've used this successfully over the past year too, and that is that if people feel uncomfortable, particularly those that are have maybe ordered or gone through a one-on-one transaction with somebody that they're not familiar with, that they come to this office. In other words, if we had one like that was a vehicle. And they were making a trade for the vehicle, and they said, I will meet you at this address. And the address was 184 Hodges Gap Road, which is the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. And they performed the transaction there. It was safe for both of them. This one particular individual had been scammed before. And so they said, well, this is a safe place. Let's just do it at the sheriff's office. And then others, folks that are maybe remote in the county, they're a little uncomfortable having people come to their home. So again, you know, there's make that offer where you can meet somewhere that's safe. And like I say, we would be glad to offer that to folks that use that on that kind of basis. Of course, there again, you know, we're not responsible for the transaction itself, but it is a safe place. And most folks, if they're legitimate, they will not mind meeting at the local police department or the sheriff's office or wherever.
In the final moments we have with you, Sheriff Hageman, again, we appreciate your time. This is such a busy time of year. We've got all this pandemic stuff sitting on top of everything that we're trying to do and other health and safety. Anything that you'd like to say to folks, here with these couple of weeks before the holidays and just in general about how they can be helpful to law enforcement and to first responders in terms of compliance with all of the things that we've got going on these days?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, we've heard it time and time and time again, the three W's. You know, we need to protect ourselves, you know, like it or not. That's just the thing to do. You know, we've had a couple of close calls here with some of our folks, and some have had COVID, and you know, it's scary. But we need to watch out for each other. We had a staff meeting this morning. We tell everybody, put your head on a swivel, be look around and see what's going on and see who you may be affecting by not wearing your mask or whatever. And, you know, unfortunately for us, a lot of times we can't communicate with a mask on, and or we don't have the time to go into a situation where you stop and say, oh, hold up, let me put my mask on. So, you know, that just exposes us to a little bit maybe more vulnerable than average person that can have the time to do that. So, yeah, we're trying to be safe. And, you know, we appreciate the community. Watauga County, you well know, great people here. They're in compliance for the most part. We have very, very, very few problems in regarding to the executive order.
Well, we certainly agree with that. And that's one of the things that I think we also want to make sure that we get this information out about scams and fraudulent behavior too, because we're not used to that here. We enjoy the luxury of having great protection and great folks. And that doesn't mean that bad things can't still happen. So just be aware at this time of year, and hopefully everybody can celebrate the holidays as safely and responsibly as possible. Sheriff, we appreciate everything as always. And we look forward to talking to you again down the road. Happy holidays to you and your entire staff.
You and to your staff too. Thank you so much, David.
All right. That's Sheriff Lynn Hageman. I am David Jackson. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back here again with you same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.